Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. As the flowers and trees begin to bloom again, MTSU is showing off what is blossoming here with the Alumni Spring Weekend, April 12th through April 15th. The first one ever. A long list of fun and enlightening activities is on tap, including the grand opening of the very facilities from which we broadcast in the Center for Innovation in Media in the Mass Communication Building. So here with us today to preview the festivities is Ginger Corley Freeman, Director of Alumni Relations at MTSU, and the Director of the Center for Innovation in Media, Stephen Faust. We'll spring into it after this from MTSUnews.com.
Here are a few of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. The James E. Walker Library is commemorating 100 years of service to the community as a federal depository library. Before the internet, television, or radio, the U.S. government's way to assure public transparency about its work was to send copies of its documents to specially designated libraries. MTSU's collection includes everything from copies of the Congressional Record to a bilingual flowchart biography of Smokey the Bear. MTSU celebrated research and scholarly efforts March 30th on Scholars Day to conclude the 6th annual Scholars Week on campus. A record 331 students presented posters during the university-wide conclusion to Scholars Week. And two MTSU graduates have created an organization called Black Girls Run to encourage African-American women to make healthy living a priority. Tony Carey and Ashley Hicks have set a goal of growing the group's membership base to 50,000 by next year. For MTSU News Anytime, go to MTSUnews.com.
Ginger, welcome to MTSU on the Record. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
How popular are the events at MTSU with alumni in general, the events that we have throughout the course of the year, the guest lecturers and football games and all of the fun festivities?
Oh, I think they're very, very attractive to folks, especially homecoming, alumni summer college that we have in the summer, of course, football games and the tailgating that we have going on. We do regular networking events where alumni can come back together, young, old, share their ideas about looking for jobs, changing jobs, and try to make it a social setting, but where they can communicate, exchange cards. They all seem to be wanting, especially in this area where we have about 67% of our alumni that live within an hour of campus, they like to make those connections.
And where did the idea for this particular weekend come from? Because it seems to be a chance for a more concentrated version of all of that to take place.
Exactly. And there's not one thing going, there's several things going on at one time, giving folks an opportunity to come back and do many things. Joe Bells had observed this at another institution. We'd all read about it, researched several other schools, and tried to incorporate how we can bring our folks back to campus and not compete with each other, but give them more than one thing to do at one time. They can go to the aerospace department and look at the new ATC 360-degree lab. But they can also go to the library and check out the new things there, because someone from the 1970s hasn't seen the new Walker Library.
And very many of them probably haven't seen the new College of Education building because it is brand spanking new.
Exactly. And there are folks even in the Murfreesboro area that I've even spoken to that haven't seen so many of the new things going on campus. Exactly, the education building. I spoke to someone a couple of weeks ago who had no idea that we were even building it. I'm not really sure how they missed that, but it's a great opportunity for the folks that are right here in Murfreesboro to come check out what's on campus, not stand in any lines, not be fighting a lot of traffic, and be able to take a relaxing day around campus. The weather's supposed to be beautiful. So
the reference to Joe Bales by Ginger earlier, by the way, he is the Vice President of Development and University Relations at MTSU. From how far away do the alumni come when they visit the campus?
This weekend, right now, we also, in addition to some of the core activities that we have a few reunions. Housing is having a reunion for former resident assistants, computer science is having a reunion, and recording industry in mass communication is having a reunion. They have folks, I looked at the registration list, they have folks coming back from Los Angeles, Michigan, Georgia, Virginia. So we're kind of covering all corners of the United States that are coming back for these reunions.
You seem to have gotten from the list of items on tap of virtually every area of the campus involved in this. What is it like logistically to try to bring all of this together and make it work?
You know, it's been great. Molly Cochran, who's assistant director in the office, has taken on this task and has kind of just thrown it out there to folks. Here's what we have going on this weekend. Use this as an opportunity for activities that you would normally do in the spring, or she kind of approached some of them with, these are activities that you've been thinking about doing. Here's your chance to show off. They're planning their own event. For us, fortunately, it's been getting them to decide what they wanted to do and when, and get us that information so that we can publicize it for them. And then they'll take care of their own activities that day. So we'll be putting balloons out at every building where there will be an event going on, the College of Education, Mass Communication, the library. There will be a big bouquet of balloons outside each door, so folks will know if they're wandering around campus, they see the balloons, hey, I know there's something going on in there, and know that they can go in.
Is this the biggest undertaking you've been involved with since you've been at Alumni Relations?
Probably close. The first year we did Alumni Summer College, anytime you take on a brand new, you don't really know exactly how it's going to go. This one is probably is the most daunting, because we're hoping to have folks all over campus and trying to know how many folks did we actually bring back and were we effective, because there's not one spot that they have to check in. We're hoping that as they go into each activity that they'll sign in so that we can sort of have a number of folks, but it's similar to homecoming. You don't have to register for everything, so we won't ever know officially what our return was.
And almost everything on the list that I saw is free.
Breakfast on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 10, and the James Union building is the only thing that has a fee. It's $10 for breakfast that morning, and then they can go on with their activities. If they decide they wanted to come for breakfast, they can call our office to register for that. The only other thing is, it's a wing fling, the Kappa Delta wing fling, that'll go on from 12 to 3 outside the Murphy Center and the football complex. That's the only other thing that has a fee, and it's $10 at the door for wings, and that's one of their philanthropy events. Everything else on campus, visiting aerospace, mass communication, the library, those are all free. The bus tour, it's free.
We'll talk more about some of the events on tap for Alumni Spring Weekend, but we'll take a break first, and when we come back, we'll emphasize a particular event, the grand opening of the Center for Innovation in Media, Thursday, April 12th, with Stephen Faust. This is MTSU on the Record.
The Middle Tennessee Writing Project is a program that fosters the effective teaching of writing to students in kindergarten through high school. The Writing Project hosts annual summer institutes where teacher participants teach and learn from each other. In addition, the Writing Project sponsors summer writers' camps for youngsters. MTSU is one of 185 sites of the National Writing Project and one of only two in Tennessee. This is Dr. Bobby Solley, Project Director.
For more details, visit mtsunews.com.
Welcome back to MTSU on the Record. We're changing gears a little bit now. We're talking about the same overall subject matter of Alumni Spring Weekend, but we're focusing on the grand opening of the Center for Innovation in Media, which is part of the weekend. It's slated for 4:30 p.m. on the first floor of the John Bragg Mass Communication Building on Thursday, April the 12th. And Stephen Faust is director of the center. He joins us now to talk about the brand new splendiferous place that now houses WMOT-FM, houses WMTS, which is the student station, and is used as sort of an incubator for convergence. I'm going to get you to explain that too. Stephen, talk to us a little bit about the concept of journalistic convergence and how that plays into what the center's purpose is.
Well, Jenna, approximately halfway through last decade, not just MTSU, but institutions all around the country realized the fact that we were in the midst of a huge digital revolution that was changing the entire industry of mass communication. It wasn't so long ago that a television station was just a television station, a radio station, just a radio station, and a newspaper, a newspaper. Well, we all know now, just by looking at our phones and our tablets and our computers, that that's no longer the case. Each of those, once separate entities, now contains elements of each of the others. It doesn't matter whether you go to the New York Times website or the WKRN television website. You're going to see it all. You're going to see video. You're going to hear podcasts. You're going to see graphics. You're going to see still photographs. You're going to see articles. And again, that's universal, wherever it is. In the days when certainly I went through school, journalism school, we were all more or less one-trick ponies. We were taught in silos. I concentrated largely on television, and I could do television quite well. That didn't necessarily mean that those skills would carry over into working at a newspaper or working at a radio station, although as the fates would have it, I ended up doing both, but that was rather a rare story. But nowadays, that's the common story. For a student graduating in this day and age, they've got to be able to survive in a multi-platform world. They have to understand how to write articles. They have to understand, to a certain degree, still photography, video photography, editing, voice work, graphics, all of it. That's who's being hired coming out of college today. And that was the big problem facing our College of Mass Comm and other colleges around the country. How do you change the programs to be able to reflect the world that's out there? How do you graduate students that have those multi-platform skills? Our answer to that was the building of this new center, of which we both find ourselves now quite proudly inhabiting. You mentioned that this is the home of WMOT, as it is, and WMTS, the student radio station. And as you walk into the first floor lobby of Bragg, that's the first thing you see, are the glassed fishbowl radio studios for both of those radio stations. But there's more back here as well. As you walk in the main doors, you'll see a rounded room, an oval-shaped room that's taken on the nickname of the egg. What that is a converged newsroom. And that is the home of Sidelines, the student newspaper, MT10, which is the student television station, and to a certain degree as well, also WMTS and MT Records. And the idea behind it is to give a common workspace where digital content can be shared, ideas can be shared, skills can be shared. All of the student media plus WMOT share that converged newsroom so that they can come together and work together. That's a big difference from just even a year ago. And so what we've done in changing that, bringing everybody together under one roof, we begin every day at 9 o'clock in here in the conference room with representatives of all of the student media and WMOT, where they sit down and in essence carve up the Thanksgiving turkey. They talk about story ideas, they talk about content, they talk about ways that content can be applied across multiple platforms with different versions of the same story. That's about an hour-long meeting every day. It mirrors very closely the same thing that's happening in newsrooms and industry organizations around the country at the same time, all over the country. We've tried to make it as realistic to the real world as we could possibly make it. And at the conclusion of that meeting, the students then go forth and conquer that day. They do their stories, they work together, they use the converged newsroom and the egg, work from that. And that's our answer. It gives students who learn all of these different skills in separate classes that may focus more or less on one skill and one medium, and it gives them the opportunity to come down here and work together and apply those skills and share those skills.
Isn't it true that this sea change in the industry into which we're sending these students as you prepare them brought about in large degree to the mergers of media conglomerates and the consolidation of resources and the ever diminishing budget, the ever shrinking budget, fewer resources to hire specialized people to work in niche areas.
Yes, that's exactly right. Convergence is really two things. On one side, it's the economic convergence that you just described, and what that's brought about, the idea of increased efficiencies, is the whole idea of one person serving many, many, wearing many, many different hats and performing many different tasks. So you've got a technological convergence right along with the economic convergence that you described.
What do you see as the future possibilities for the center?
It's a wonderful position to be in. There aren't many schools around the country who are in this position right now. This is one of the things that's still out there. Different organizations, different schools are trying to figure out different ways of sort of doing the same thing. There's not very many around the country who have a facility where everybody is under the same roof. So we're breaking new ground here, and part of the fun and the challenge of breaking new ground here is figuring out exactly where we want to go with it. That has proven to be one of the most rewarding, fun, and challenging aspects for not only myself, but for the students who are helping create this entirely new culture. Right now, we're concentrated on simply getting this up and running and working together the different multi-platform student media that's right here at MTSU. And the next goal in this is to make it more of a campus-wide, inclusionary institution where we make partnerships with different departments and different colleges right here in the campus, expand that out into the community, and let's just see where it goes. That's going to be part of the fun of it. I think there's going to be ideas for the use of this that are going to materialize that none of us have even thought of yet.
And there will be tours of the Center for Innovation and Media on Saturday, April the 14th, as part of the Alumni Spring Weekend from 10 a.m. until noon. That's on the first floor of the John Bragg Mass Communication Building. And if you haven't been in the building in quite some time, you will at first be stunned and say, well, that wasn't here when I graduated. Well, no, it wasn't, but we think you'll be impressed. Stephen, thank you for coming in to talk about the center, and we'll be back with more about Alumni Spring Weekend in just a moment. This is MTSU on the Record.
The Middle East Center at MTSU seeks to promote greater understanding of the politics, history, and culture of this vitally important region of the world. Its mission includes the promotion of outreach programs and faculty research. The center sponsors lectures by Middle East experts and scholarly exchanges. We're especially pleased to offer a new interdisciplinary minor in Middle East Studies with courses in Arabic and Hebrew. This is Dr. Alan Hibbard, Center Director.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
We're talking about Alumni Spring Weekend, which is the 12th through the 17th of April here on MTSU on the Record with Ginger Corley Freeman, Director of Alumni Relations. And I'd like to focus on some of the specific items right now. Ginger, the Center for Popular Music is holding an exhibit called 1911, The Year in Song. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's one they had offered back in the fall as well, and they have opened it back up just for us for this weekend because there were so many folks that were not able to see it in the fall when it was open, so they have opened that back up as we have celebrated our centennial during this year and celebrating that special time in music in 1911 is when we got started in bringing that back for us.
So it's a sort of a centennial event,
right,
as well.
Right.
And there's going to be some dressage events out at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum with the United States Dressage Federation.
Right, and that goes on every year. You know, the Miller Coliseum holds such wonderful events. They're booked almost every weekend, and this is one that goes on every year. And I have never been, but from my understanding, it is a very popular event for those and for those in the community to go as well.
And it's not just going to be all fun and games. Some of the alumni are going to be engaged in doing something good for others with this alumni service project, right?
Right. That one is on Friday afternoon, right? And I think that will give folks an opportunity to meet out on Rutherford Boulevard in the big parking lot there to go out, and it kind of goes along with the big event, I think, that the students did last weekend. It gives them an opportunity to go out and do some community service. It's not always something that we always think about. It's just fun to go and check out all the new stuff, but they get a chance to go do a little community service.
And some of the folks who will be coming back to campus for the first time in a long time won't recognize the James Walker Library either, because it's been through some considerable, you might want to say they're cosmetic or aesthetic changes, but they're more than that. They're done for a reason. The new Research Commons, for example, which is supposed to help students focus on collaborative learning, and new furniture, a new dean.
Right.
Bonnie Allen.
Exactly.
They'll have a chance to meet the new dean of the library.
Right. And I don't think many people have met her yet. I know she, I think, just arrived March 1st.
Yes.
So I know most folks on campus probably haven't even had the opportunity to meet her yet.
And they'll also see some television screens posted in the library. It's a whole new concept, and you actually are allowed to have drinks on the first floor nowadays, and that's something that was totally verboten.
Yes, and that's interesting. In working with students, that is the one place, if you ask them what is their favorite building on campus, almost all of them will tell you the library, and it's different places in the library that they like to go and sit. They say it's peaceful, they can find a quiet spot. I think for some it is social, but it's interesting that is where, and then they talk about, of course, being able to take their Starbucks to a certain spot, and when I was in school, you couldn't even carry water anywhere, so it's changed a lot.
The students, current students, that is to say, will get to show off some of their hard work as well. There will be a Student Film Festival awards ceremony. Mm-hmm. You'll get to see student films. Mm-hmm. And also the folks who specialize in graphic design will get to show off some of their work at an exhibition that's on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Todd Art Gallery.
Right.
People who remember Todd Hall as the library are going to be surprised at how much it has changed, too.
Yes, and it looks nothing like what it did before. It's a little confusing. I remember the first time I walked in, got a little confused just because it looks nothing where it used to be open space. There are now walls. But we appreciate that the art gallery is going to be open. They scheduled a student exhibit just for this weekend. Mm-hmm. To give folks an opportunity to see what fantastic things our students are actually doing.
And the air traffic control simulation room is also a relatively new addition from the Department of Aerospace. It's $3.4 million and very impressive.
Yes, and it is the only 360-degree seamless tower in the world. There are other 360-degree towers, but it is the only one that is seamless and quite impressive. I think even if you're not someone that wants to go fly a plane, it's impressive to just see that and to see the, in my opinion, fascination with what our students have the opportunity to do that no other student in the country gets to do.
And of course, there are existing buildings like the Campus Recreation Center. They'll get to go on a tour of the milk processing plant, look at Dr. Cliff Ricketts' alternative fuel vehicles, mm-hmm. and the new $30 million College of Education building. We couldn't possibly mention everything about it in the time allotted here.
That's right.
They'll just have to see it to believe it.
That's right. And there is a dedication for the Womack family, the Womack Department of Educational Leadership in the College of Education. Dr. Bob Womack and his family, so many people knew Dr. Bob when he was here, who passed away a year or so ago, but that dedication will take place that day as well.
There's also a softball game on the Sunday, and the Wind Ensemble from MTSU mm-hmm. is going to show off the expertise of the College of Music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an extremely busy weekend, come for any and or all of it. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about alumni relations and how it helps alumni keep in touch with MTSU. This is MTSU on the Record.
The MTSU Educational Talent Search, or METS, reaches out to students in grades 6 through 12 in Coffee, Grundy, and Warren counties. We provide youngsters who have college potential with educational and financial aid counseling and guide them as they determine their educational and career goals. More than 95% of Educational Talent Search students graduate from high school, and more than 79% enroll in post-secondary education. This is METS Coordinator Debbie Frisbee.
For all the latest MTSU information, go to mtsunews.com.
Ginger Corley Freeman is talking with us about Alumni Spring Weekend. She's the Director of Alumni Relations at MTSU. Does helping the alumni keep in touch with their alma mater translate into donations back to the university?
I think so. And it's hard to keep that communication open and the definition of staying in touch and what is important to you and what is important to someone else. For some, just having a daily or a weekly, monthly e-newsletter or an email that lets them know what's going on campus, even though they don't really want to come back for whatever reason, but they still want to know what their alma mater is doing, and they want to be able to give back in some way, even if that's talking to their neighbor about coming to MTSU and telling them about their experience, versus the person who is going to come back to campus for any and every event that's going on campus. And we see that there is going to be that connection eventually. It may not happen immediately, but you want to be able to give them as many opportunities to see the progress of MTSU, and that's how I view all of the construction and the newness of this campus and the dust that's flying and the closed roads. It's all progress, and we want our alumni to see the progress that we are making physically to campus, but then also academically and then socially for our students, because that adds value to their degree, so that when they are out talking to another employer or their current employer, every day that we add something to this campus, it adds value to their degree that hopefully gets them back connected to campus.
And for you and the people who work in alumni relations, helping alumni keep in touch takes different forms depending upon what kind of alumni you have and what their special interests are.
We've got the magazine that goes out quarterly or every 6 months with a special edition in there every once in a while as well. We try to send as much physical mail as possible, but with the cost of postage that continually goes up, sometimes that is limited. Sometimes maybe we will even send a piece of postage mail to someone that we don't have email for, but then someone that we have an email for doesn't get that piece of mail because we know we have a valid email address for them. And of course, with our younger folks, social media and LinkedIn and Facebook, and using those mediums as well to communicate, because so many of them, that is what they respond to. And we have to stay in close contact with them. Our average age of our alums is 45. So with the way that we're graduating 5,000 a year, our alumni population is getting younger and younger, and trying to keep up with what they want, in addition to keeping up with that older sector, can sometimes be challenging.
If you want to find out more about the Alumni Spring Weekend, and you do use the computer, go to mtalumni.com. It's Thursday, April the 12th through Sunday, April the 15th. Ginger Corley Freeman, thanks for being our guest today, and thanks also to Stephen Faust, Director of the Center for Innovation in Media, which, just to reiterate, will have its grand opening at 4:30 on Thursday, April the 12th in the Bragg Mass Communication Building.
MTSU On the Record, a news and information program about Middle Tennessee State University, is produced by the university's Marketing and Communications Office, which is solely responsible for its content. Read more about MTSU at our website, mtsunews.com. Podcasts of this program are available at mtsunews.com and on iTunes.